Audio Renaissance presents The World is Flat, A Brief History of the 21st Century by Thomas L. Friedman. Read for you by Oliver Wyman. How the World Became Flat. Chapter 1. While I was sleeping. Your Highnesses, as Catholic Christians and princes who love and promote the holy Christian faith and are the enemies of the doctrine of Muhammad and of all idolatry and heresy, determined to send me, Christopher Columbus, to the above-mentioned countries of India to see the said princes, people, and territories, and to learn their disposition and the proper method of converting them to our holy faith, and furthermore directed that I should not proceed by land to the east, as is customary, but by a westerly route, in which direction we have hitherto no certain evidence that anyone has gone. Entry from the Journal of Christopher Columbus on his voyage of 1492. No one ever gave me directions like this on a golf course before. Aim at either Microsoft or IBM. I was standing on the first tee at the KGA Golf Club in downtown Bangalore, in southern India, when my playing partner pointed at two shiny glass and steel buildings off in the distance, just behind the first green. The Goldman Sachs building wasn't done yet, otherwise he could have pointed that out as well and made it a threesome. HP and Texas Instruments had their offices on the back nine, along the 10th hole. That wasn't all. The tee markers were from Epson, the printer company, and one of our caddies was wearing a hat from 3M. Outside, some of the traffic signs were also...